The song that we were singing, the song that we were singing, I was thinking of, it's rising up all around, and churches today are big on this kingdom movement, and hey, it must be right because we're growing, we're having to build a new church, and I mean, you hear that all across where we live today. I hear it from so many other people that come in through the week that either preach or either go to another church and talk about it, and it's rising up all around, it's the anthem, you know. In all fairness, the second line's perfect. Our anthem, what we stand for, our billboard, who we are, should be clear that it's Paul's message for us. But I can tell you, it's not rising all around. It's not, you know, it's not the popular vote. The question is it right? And the issue is it right when you rightly divide. It can't be wrong if you rightly divide. It can't be wrong. But if you don't rightly divide, it can be wrong. And I had a couple of questions thrown at me this week that I'm going to touch on different things. I may be a little bit scattered this morning, but I just think when somebody asks a question, it's good to, if you can answer it, to answer it. One thing we've got to remember is a word we don't see a lot. I think I'm going to spell it right. How am I doing? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure about Revelation, but I ain't. Revelation. Progressive revelation is such a big word. It's not a word in the Bible. You don't see it. It's not issues. You don't hear about it. Of course, the word revelation we know is, and we know what progressive means. If you take math, after math, you take math 2. After math 2, you'll take like basics of algebra, and then you'll take basics of geometry. All those things are progressiveness on learning, all the way up to you get to calculus or even to get into chemistry, you have to know the basics of math, right? There is progression. A lot of people talk about rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you think Paul was talking about, when he said rightly dividing the word of truth, do you think he was talking about things in the Old Testament? He honestly was talking about his letters and rightly dividing his letters too. A lot of times we get this idea that we just, in times past, button down things to come, and we don't realize when Paul is writing these letters, he's writing to who? To the body. He is not writing those things to the flock. He's writing to the body, those that are saved through the grace, through the gospel of grace. He's talking about, he didn't get everything at one time. He went away for 3 years to Arabia. It talks about in Galatians. The cool thing about that is if you study where he went and you can follow it right, do you know where he went? He went to the same mountain, more than likely, that Moses went to get the law. So it's kind of interesting to know. I would like to know how that plays in part in the future or how important that area is. I think that'd be kind of cool to know, but it's not what I'm talking about this morning. The thing is as we study our word, there, we've got to know that there is progressive revelation. There are things that God shows man in times past, and they grow from it. And he shows man other things, and they grow from it. And he shows man other things, and they grow from it. In the same manner, when Paul received the message, the mystery of the revelation, he received it in parts. You'll see as you go through 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, he didn't have it all. But in his prison epistles, it was complete, right? There was no more progressive. But as we learn and study the Scriptures, if you study the Scriptures, you will see with yourself things that are revealed to you that you learn. Have you ever started studying your Word and you think, that makes sense now why they did this, or wow, I can understand this. It's because you're in your Word more and more and more, and you gain more understanding and more understanding if you rightly divide. There are many times when I did not consider progressive revelations in my life. I would go back and forth from Scripture to Scripture, and whatever it read, that's how I acted it out. Needless to say, if I ever thought about what I believed, I would probably, I'd probably, where they just don't fit. Well, I say one thing one time. Yeah, I would probably contradict myself over and over and over again in my life. You know, you have to understand the Word a piece at a time. You can't just get it all. And so as we study these things, it does no good if you just do it here. But just remember, as we read, if you feel like, I'm just not getting it all, there is a progression in your learning, just as there was progression in Paul's learning. And progressive revelation is an issue that we've got to understand, that it is just the way life is as you read your Word. Now, as you read it and continue to read it, it's amazing how much more confidence you gain in how you know things are right by using the Word. So when Paul says, study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the Word, it's the issue of progressive revelation. Even in his letters, things changed. He talks about in many of his letters, baptizing, touching, spiritual gifts, edification through speaking in tongues. But you'll never see that in his prison ministry, as in a prison ministry, but as in his epistles while he was in prison, because he had received all the revelation. Does that make sense? And so those things that were in part are now, he sees things in full. Right? I can't remember where that scripture's at, but 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians 13. Turn real quick there. We know that at one time as the love chapter. I don't think that's what I was looking for, though.
Verse 10 is one you're looking for.
To another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, but all... I'm in chapter 12.
Yeah, 13. 1 Corinthians 13.
Thank you. I tell you what, go back though. This is perfect for where I was going to go. I found it on accident. It was no... I didn't have any movement. I didn't have anything... You know, anything like that went on, okay? Shut the door like there's a lot of disturbance out there. It's kind of funny. They're Mark and them are being way too loud back there. Anyway, go to chapter 12 and look what Paul says in verse... tell you what, go to verse 4. In chapter 12, and then we'll go to 13. We'll just stay here for a little bit. It says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. The issue is, the very same Spirit that came upon man in times past, okay, was in man at this time, and I believe he also came upon men at this time, because they gave them manifestations of gifts that they could do. Well, why? Because the Word wasn't complete. And they had to receive things by the dispensation that was given to Paul to give to man to edify the church, to show what's right and wrong. They didn't have what we have this morning. Okay? But it goes on, it says, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. So they have the same Spirit, they have the same Lord. Verse 6, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So these things can you defend when people say, well, look what Paul did. You say that they don't go on today, but Paul did it. There's no way you can defend it if you don't understand progressive revelation. There's two things here. The one thing was for the church to be edified because it was new. It was something that was a mystery that had never been told, and the Word wasn't complete. Right? And so we've got to understand there were things that had to happen. In Romans chapter 15, it talks about these things. And chapter 16, about what men could do. Okay? About those gifts. Why? The Word wasn't complete. It had not been established. But Paul was given this mystery that was new to everybody, and things were still going on. Number one, if Paul could not do the very things that the others did, would they have believed that Paul was called to be an apostle? Would he have ever been able to reach out to those Jews who were not part of the flock that did not believe Jesus was the Messiah? Romans 1:16 talks about to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. Now, point number two in this, okay? This made these guys mad. Understand, the Word, their God was their God, and they were told not to go to Gentiles. How do you think it made those Jews feel when the Gentiles started receiving these gifts that they had never received before? Think about it. If you read on in this book, man, they get ticked about it. But it was to what? To bring them to what? Why did Israel fall?